Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl.
We're controlling this.
Uh-huh. We help you win. You know how we do. Two bars while I be in the team. Submit. Move over.
It's good. I do this.
The movement.
Every time I step on the mic.
I'm going every time. Set the streets on fire.
Loving you right now.
I go in.
Me, you.
This is for my trail niggas, real niggas, trap niggas, pack. Two balls, Bobby, you entertainment. Uh-huh. Another one. Drop that. You wanna play, you feel it, so you niggas out of ball. You consider fast, set it back and money stack it all. A lot of y'all fixed, a lot of y'all acting hard. Ain't mad as niggas all gimmicks with a rap song. Falling on the mic, sing on. It's time you niggas make, begging for attention, whole boy. Well, I'ma make your day. Two bars, why be you forever here to say you heard what I said and I mean it. Get out the way. I'll be listening to y'all rappers, shit y'all saying don't impress me. Catch me in the whip, and the bad bitch on the left of me. Face like Kamora, ass like Tina Turner, waist like Beyonce, my bitches be some divas. I be in the booth running tracks like a cheetah. Two bucks, that's my click and they don't give a fuck, nigga. You heard what I said, well I'ma make you a believer. Niggas begging for attention till we take you to the cleaner. It's about time I kill them, plead the fifth to your honor. When eight in the shot, eat a skin like a piranha. Catch a hand on the block, same place I'll be grinding. Play service by out, guarantee I do possible. I told you cat solid, if you niggas got a problem. I'm 38, long nose, aim it up, then I find it. I'm sick and tired, sick and gang, sick and tired, sick of playing. A lot of rappers talk, but what the fuck is these niggas saying? You've been out for 5 years, why you ain't signed yet? Old to the new, all you rappers need to sidestep. We be counting money, eating sex, you can't die. Just my whole team, whole whole main thing is every progress. You're for thought and gimmicks, I don't buy that. All your little bros and women, you better hide that. Cruising to the bank, steady laughing, money stacking. So catch me in your hood, why two bypassing y'all? You wanna play, you finna show you niggas how to ball. Cruising to the bank, steady laughing, money stacking. So a lot of y'all fit, a lot of y'all acting hard. Ain't mad as niggas all gimmicks with a rap. Falling on the mic, sing on. It's time you niggas play. Begging for attention, homeboy. Well, I'ma make your day. Two bars, why be you forever here to say you heard what I said and I mean it. Get out the way.
I'm a true boss, why be you? I often have to ask myself. Niggas signing deals, if I want a deal, I ask myself. I'ma keep it real, I've been hot. But if I pass myself in third person, if I see me, I trash myself. On this path of wealth, along the way, I snatch the belt. Spitting flames through this game and watch these plastic rappers melt. Me and Ace are clear the place, put them in a bag and shelf. Try to ride on eyes, suicide, you should've bagged yourself. Lyrically, I'm vicious, superstitious. Ridiculous, too persistent to dismiss them. I'm restricted, inconsistent. I got vision through my vision. Niggas trying to block my vision. It's no problem when I get them. Call them olives when I lift them. I'm violent, but I'm chilling, cause my money piles is building. I ain't trying to lose my ceiling like the towers in September. Not trying to reminisce, and I'm not trying to remember how to lack a proof of booties on the dude and make him fender. Only option is to win. You can't stop until it's finished. This exotic, I be chiefing. Got me nodding like I'm speechless. And these guys are getting weaker. They weak disguises and they feature. Not my problem, OG. They know the time to sit and teach them.
You wanna play, you finish. So you niggas out of ball. Cruising to the bank. Set it up and money stacking tall. A lot of y'all fake. A lot of y'all acting hard. Lame ass niggas all gimmicks with a rap. It's all falling on the mic. Sing on. It's time you niggas play. Begging for attention, homeboy. Well, I'ma make you take it. You boss, why be you forever here to say you heard what I said and I mean it. Get out the way. Hey.
Get out the way. Get out the way, honey.
Welcome, welcome. Brand new episode, Philly Shine. You know what I mean? Definitely showing love. New music. Ew, I like that, Ace Fist. Welcome back to Philly Shine. What's good? Did you open his mic soon? Oh, we got my beautiful co-host in the building. I definitely got to show her some motherfucking love. No stranger to the show. Definitely been on before. Shout out to my little sis, Sue. I don't think they were my little sisters like when I call y'all little. I know y'all big as shit now. You know what I mean? But y'all younger, still younger. My younger sister, you know what I mean? Motherfucker bigger than me. They be always trying to beat me up and shit too now. I said sorry back in the day. You know what I mean? Love y'all.
Follow on air, 267.
You got him?
What's up?
2676.
Follow on.
There you go.
What's up?
Definitely showing love. Sheik Bogart, we're going to have some fun. Hopefully we don't end up, you know what I mean, killing each other by the end of the show. But y'all know how siblings are. But we definitely showing love. It's my ladies' night.
I'm not
talking shit. I talk shit.
Yo, honest.
Yo,
tag me in. What's up? Oh, I'm in there. What's up? What's up?
Chilling, showing love. About to introduce everybody what we got going on the show tonight. Definitely had to show you some love, new music. I guess there was one take on there with you. Who was featured on that track?
One take Chase. I'm his ass. Hey, I got some shit coming, though, yo. Ooh, I got some shit coming soon.
Definitely, and also... He's going to be an added person to the Philly Shine Radio family, offering, you know what I mean, his swagger as an artist going to some of the segments. We program and organize everything right now, so a lot of great things coming soon. And then also tonight is Ladies Night, so I'm pleased to have a special guest in the building with me, the lovely, talented MC Shy. We're going to listen to some music from her. Get to know her a little bit. Hey, baby.
What's going on?
What's up?
Chilling. Sue, me, MC Shy. She was like,
what's up, MC Shy?
Hey, how
you doing?
Yeah,
that's
up?
My sister just had me downloading your songs, may I add. Yo, you got some songs on here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're going to show love.
But I'm ready to hear them, too.
We want to show some love to her. Shout out to my boy, Rudu. He sent me some music. We're going to get that uploaded towards the end of the show. Definitely, y'all know how it pops off. Got to give me a second. If not, you know, I'll show you love Thursday. Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow is Women's Day, too, ladies. Do not forget, that's where we talk our shit.
All the days, huh?
We're going to have all the days. We're about to have all the days, all the hours, all the time. You know what I mean? It's just about growth. We're trying to grow. And everything. And then also, Shy, I wanted to tell you later on into the interview, but I'm expanding the programming on Philly Shine, and we're doing more shows. I started Wednesdays, Women's Day, which is an extra day. Before, we were just on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
And then we also added Friday Night Fires with Buck Bandarino, the host, BBTV. Special guest, the Buck Bandit Barbie. Shout out to the franchise Barbie, HNIC, or should I say HBIC, head bitch in charge, head Barbie in charge. You know what I'm saying? HBIC, I like that. I'm about to tell her that. But I would love to have you come on as a co-host, or if you want to do your own segment, we can talk about that a little bit later, because I know one thing about you, you have this, like, draw and even personality on stage, so I can imagine you doing some radio. Have you ever done any radio? Or?
I have. It was years ago, but I have got experience with that. And thank you, too, for the compliment about being on stage.
Oh, my God. You on stage, like you know, I don't have, like, crap. I'm not going to say crappy interviews, because people do ask formative questions. Like, they'd be like, so... What do you see yourself in 10 years now for the game? When did you first start to all this rap stuff? You know, we know. We don't do this shit here.
Right.
We'll talk about you. I treat everybody like I know them. If I don't know you, I get to know you. So we can have a nice little personal interview. Get to know you as an artist. But first, like, we definitely always talk about where you repping and
right.
Also where we could be able to find out your music. So, MC Shy, can we start off with that?
Let's go. Okay. First of all, I'm repping Uptown. I'm repping the bottom. I'm repping South Philly, North Philly. I'm repping all over Philly, all over the
Southwest. Okay, yeah,
especially, uh-huh. especially.
I love it.
That's where I started out at. Like when I changed my name from Shotty to MC Shaw, I was down there in Southwest, so I got man respect for Southwest.
Shotty.
Yeah.
I remember you.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
See, that's the one thing about changing names and stuff. Like, you have some fan somewhere missing that person. They're like, well, where the hell Shotty go?
That's why I try to incorporate it in my music. Like, if you listen close, like, you'll hear me talk about it.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, we're going to talk about name changing, transgression, and everything, like, and just, like, who you are today, because I'm going to tell you, everybody listening, MC Shy has this, how could I say it? I called it a personality, but I'm trying to get, like, a more descriptive word for her. Like, your stage presence is just crazy. Like, she's not an artist that's going to just stand still and be still like me. I don't do too much on stage because I'm going to be honest, I don't really like to sweat and shit, and I be sweating my fucking ass. A little sweat don't hurt nobody, but I be just, like, totally, like, mad and shit, and then I always forget my towel or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, like, you just always look so beautiful on stage, and, like, you just go from the front to the back to the side, and your facial expressions, like, everybody just I think you captivate the audience. Like, if you know me, I sit there and just look at you dumbfounded, like, it's my shit right here. I love it. Like,
yeah, now you always support. Like, I love that. So, like, whatever you ask me to do, I'm always going to do it. Because I see people that's there, like, that's supporting you or whatever. But, yeah, like, when I'm on stage, like, my whole mentality just goes into, like, all right, I was in the studio, I worked hard on this, I'm performing, so I want everybody to hear it. So,
Where do you go, like, when you're on stage? Because, like, for me, that's, like, that's my high.
Like, yeah. It's, like, I can't even explain it. It's, like, an outer self, like, an outer body experience type thing.
So you black out, basically.
Not even black out, but I turn into a different person. Like,
oh,
I'm not worried
shit.
About nothing, just the music.
Do you have a name? Is that another person, MC Shy, or is it, do you have, like, you know, like how Beyonce says, she has Sasha Fierce when she's on stage?
Oh, no, that's definitely MC Shy. That's the MC.
That's the MC.
Yeah.
That's the MC. That's what's up. So, definitely, I also want to know, like, what do you have coming up? Because we're going to get into
topic
tonight. I've been waiting to interview you for a while. Like, we were supposed to do it, and something fucking happened, and whatever.
So, oh, my God, what I got coming up? See, to the finish right now, like, to the finish is on the stands in Philly. Like, it's like 52nd and Chestnut and all those places. It's on iTunes, Amazon, like, Twitter, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So, it's like, what I got coming up now is called Step to the Finish. So, you go from to the finish. And then we got Step to the Finish, and everything on there is like twice as crazy as the first joint. So it's like I'm excited, I can't wait till that drop.
Okay, so to the finish, what does that mean? What does that mean
finish,
for everybody?
Like it's to the finish line. It's like you. It's kind of like how 50 Cent said, "Get rich or die trying." So
uh-huh.
It was like, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this 11 years, so it was like, all right, it's to the finish line. So like, no matter what, we going to get there.
Okay, that's what's up to the finish now. Now you tell everybody to step to the finish. Wait a minute, hold, all right, that's what's up. Well, we're going to get to you, Carla. Definitely thank you. Sue on point tonight, you know what I mean? Hold
go
me
ahead,
down.
Sue.
Get it, girl. So step to the finish. What message is that saying to everybody?
Saying
are you saying that you step to the finish, or are you telling people step to the finish?
It's like it's saying it's actually the number two. So it's like step to the finish. Like it's like here go part two, this phase two. Like, you've seen the introduction, like, so now we're about to get deeper in detail. Like, here we go.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Now, I'm going to talk about some of the performances with MC Shy. And she said she'll do anything for me. She actually, I called her up one day, the night before I was doing this youth event in North Philly, and she was just right there the next day, like, cutest ever. Like, I loved her fucking shoes. Like, oh, my God. Like, I still remember those shoes. She looked crazy, had her support, had a camera, so we'll talk about that. But also get into the call-in. Tonight's topic, you know what I mean? My sweetheart wants me to name names tonight, but I'm not doing that tonight, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not. But I'm gonna talk about it as he a fucking freak, old freak. Okay. But let's try it's a nice topic. Is it how freaky is your partner? But what's the first number we had? What's the caller? Just shout out the first three digits.
267.
No, I mean the next three too. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, y'all. My computer is acting up.
Technical difficulty. Bear with us.
Gotta load up.
Shout out to Philly.
I apologize. I'm sorry to be on point all the time, but
You know what? On some real stuff,
and
like we.
Slow.
No. Don't blame you because we blame Blog Talk on air. Okay, everything's Blog Talk's fault. Everything's the internet's fault. It'd be great, like you said, if we could just pour water on a computer and it works. But it will break it. But we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So we won't be breaking computers today. We just blame it and just wait or whatever, patiently. Like I said, we're going to talk about the topic tonight. How freaky is your partner? Sue is the freaky one, so she'll talk about how freaky she is or whatever. Like I'm going under the bus.
Nah, MC Shaw, the freaky one.
And she just throws her under the bus.
Don't put me out there.
And she throws her under the bus.
Don't cry. I ain't saying nothing.
Guess what? I don't even wear no heels. And y'all know when y'all wear y'all heels, y'all butt be up. So guess what?
Oh, my God.
Let me know what that's all about.
Okay.
So, you know what? You was funny as
yes.
hell. But that is definitely the truth. I noticed that. What I think I noticed that last year. I'm gonna be honest. Like I know I got a big butt, but I'm not conscious of it. Like you know how you always have something. You're like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But one day I'm gonna be so honest. I just didn't have on my shoes, and then I went and put on my shoes, and I don't know if it was the pants I was wearing, but I was like, oh shit, make a shake, Lord, like.
It definitely does.
Yeah, right. I noticed that one day. But yeah, my sister. Yeah, you don't wear heels, do you, Sue?
I wear them once in a blue, but you know I got three babies, three boys, so I got
to come after. No. Even before you had the babies, because we know our mother. You know what I mean? We know our grandmother. And the shoe game, my grandmother's shoe game is the vicious. I've never even seen
all
a
right,
woman.
We need to hit in this caller 467.
Wait a minute. How you going to interrupt me? I'm talking about shoes. Like, no, we're going to the caller.
I apologize. It's not on honest. It's
267-467?
Yes.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. Hello.
Yo.
How you doing? Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Chris. Calling from Southwest. I ain't mean to click on though. I'm just listening. All right, well,
you could definitely listen. Thanks for the shout out. We'll mute your line, Chris. Thank you. Well, lovely Sue. When you see the hand raised, that means the caller wants to talk. So when you guys want to talk, just press one. We'll definitely open up your mic. You know, if you don't want to talk, you can definitely sit there because we go in. And ladies. We could do whatever we want. Like, MC Shy, if you don't want to talk about freak shit, you don't got to. I don't know. Women's nothing
I'm
on women.
I'm going to comment when it's time to comment.
Exactly.
See, I like her. She's like, lay back.
Exactly. You got it? Exactly. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to play some music, show some love. Definitely, I don't know which first track we're going to get to from you, but I want to show some love to some fellas, you know, because ladies, we love fellas, right? We love the fellas.
Of course.
We had the new music from One Take Chase and Ace Spitz earlier. I also want to say it's a lot of men who got some crazy projects coming up soon, you know what I mean? Definitely the city is popping. Shout out to Key West. He got some music coming out. My brother, Nonfiction, everybody doing their thing. Shout out to Big Face Dunny. Definitely Dollar Rod doing his thing. I got to get some of his music. He another guy I be trying to interview.
He's going to Black and Noble. He's going to be down there.
Okay. What's going on at Black and Noble tomorrow?
He's releasing his mixtape, and he's going to be down there. And
I can get an autograph. I'm going to get him to sign a T-shirt. I know I'm a support. I'm a definitely support DR. Fucks with him. In an hour. Yeah. 12. All right, that's fine then. Well, we're going to get into some music from MC Shy. And also, like I said, we want to show some love to the fellas tonight, too, you know. And then talk about this topic, you know what I mean? How freaky is your partner? I got a whole freak, you know what I mean? But I'm not that freaky of a girl, so I'd be like, oh, no, we can't do all that shit. I'm just like a mini prude or whatever.
Okay,
I'm like 10.4% prude, you know what I mean? I got a lot of percentage, y'all know. Y'all listen to the show, my percentages be all over the place, you know what I'm saying? Definitely 99% crazy, so I don't know how I get the percentages in there, but it melds together, I'm inspired. That's what it is. But we getting to know MC Shy. I want to play Swigger first because that definitely innovative, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, for a girl to go on, and then I'm going to tell you, everybody fucks with this song. Like, you guys hear it, it's just like a party.
I'm so glad.
Who's the actual producer on that track?
Oh, my God, my boy, homie.
I want to say
Jay. Let me introduce my swigger to y'all. Okay.
Two. I didn't have to. I didn't say play the song. Hold up, we have a Sue, I'm gonna ask you to play the song. She got a little premature ejaculation.
I'm sorry, my computer
it's okay.
Just,
don't apologize.
It's
cool.
No,
I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. You heard. I know. It happened naturally.
I'm new on the show, so
listen,
y'all just don't take me
okay. It happens to everybody. You know what I mean? Don't act like it's the first time. You know, it's just like when a man pre-ejaculates after like 30 seconds. You be like,
I'm
so
stupid, honest. Don't
like
do that.
I like the 30 seconds.
Don't do that. Careful ejaculation, okay? So just thank them for that.
Premature ejaculation. There's nothing wrong with it. She like, I had to skeet. Like, no, I'm joking. But no.
She's like mad as fuck because she ain't get the big click.
Ooh. But no, Shy, tell us. Who's the producer on the track? Swigger.
Okay, I'm proud to say that Chris Eastwood produced the track. He produced the track in Philly when I met him out in Southwest last year. And then, he produced it or whatever, and then he went back to Atlanta. He was promoting in Atlanta, and I was promoting it up here or whatever. And, you know, people was feeling it. And so I'm proud to say, like, that he came back for the show I did on the 29th. He
mm-hmm.
came back for that, and he's going to be with me tomorrow when we go down to UE Radio.
Okay,
so.
That's what's up. Well, yeah, shout out to you being on UE Radio. We're going to talk about MC Shy. He's an amazing artist. And the 29th was the pivotal moment of the summer, for real.
Right.
The 29th was the shit. When is the first day of fall? Was that yesterday?
I don't even know.
Well, yeah, that was definitely.
Yeah, it was the 21st.
It was yesterday or today?
Yeah.
Today's the first day of fall.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Lovely. I love the fall time. I love shoe boots and coats.
Yes, right.
But you killed it, the 29th. Oh, my God, guys. You know, we've been talking about Mill Creek, the 29th. Phenomenal comedy.
Damn.
That shit went down, blow job, deep
right?
throat, choke the bitch. Like, I swear to God, that shit was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I had my bottle of Henny Black. The niggas was black. Yo, Sue Haler. It was so, the one guy, what's his name? Craig, the headliner. I had to go outside because I couldn't laugh cute anymore. Like, I'm going to be honest. I was on my cute laugh joint, you know what I'm saying, because my shirt, my jeans was tight or whatever. I couldn't move too much and shit. I had to, like, cute and laugh and giggle. This motherfucker had my fucking shit splitting. Like, I thought my jeans was about to split open. It was crazy how funny he was. What was his name? I forget. I got a bad memory. But I do know Swig is amazing, and she performed it live the 29th. She about to go. It's about to go down tomorrow. Takes a crazy promotion with her. And tonight on Philly Shy, I'm showing off MC Shy. So
right.
Now, Sue, you got me. Play that Swigger. Watch it break this time. Straight on. We want to show love, get to know MC Shy a little bit more.
That's right.
Definitely. Shout out to the DJ for the night. We will call you DJ Sue, okay? Oh, well, play the song, Nothing.
Got it.
Oh, my God.
What up?
M. John, yeah. Let me introduce my swagger to y'all. Okay. I'm done with the swag. Okay. sugar, you got swag.
That's why you're mad. I got swigger.
I
fucking
love this shit. I loved it. I love this song. That's my
Thank
shit. Definitely women, you know, my special guest, MC Sha, you know what I mean, doing her thing.
Oh, you know.
Yo, me and my sister are some real domestic shit right now.
Okay.
Like, I'm about to make my boo some fucking late night food, and her ass is feeding her baby. That is some real cute stuff. I wanted to shout out the ladies, you know what I mean? It's ladies night.
I know, because that shit ain't easy.
It's not.
Sleep right now.
Yeah, and plus you working on
But I'm
going
to stay
time.
Up to the show over, because MC, yo, that swagger. You got swagger.
Swigger, yeah, swigger. It's, yeah, swigger. I like that. Where did you come up with that concept? All like, right, first of all, was
you,
it the beat
the
first, or was it, yeah, tell us the
story. All right, this is what happened. So my homie, my producer, you know what I'm saying, the one that just got back from ATL, shout out to Chris Eastwood. We was in the studio last year, you know, and he was like, yeah. He's like, all these niggas, you know what I'm saying, they talking about they got swag this and swag that. He's like, man, he's like, fuck all that. I tell these niggas I got swagger. Right? So I was like, oh, I like that. That's, you know, that's hot. So then he, you know, we sitting in the studio, we listening to tracks or whatever, see what I'm going to hop on. And I hear the track, and I'm like, I'm going to write a song called Swigger to That. That's what I did.
Okay.
Definitely. I like that. I like your bars. I like your delivery. Definitely just, like, on some fly shit. Like,
thank you.
On some real shit. Like, I like it when a woman can take her music and just speak about it powerfully. You know what I mean? Like, just being on some bullshit. Like, I really...
Right. That's the whole point. It's like, if you're going to do it. Don't have stuff. And don't let these niggas take over, like, just because it's supposed to be a man's game. It's like, all right, well, then everybody work together then.
You know what? Yeah. No. Exactly. And then one thing, guys do slip up, and they don't think that the women are strong, but yes, we are, you know what I mean? But I want to definitely talk about you as just, like, an artist. Like, what do you think a person will get from just being around you? Like, because me, I'm just a fan. So I don't know if I speak for everybody else, but, like, I just even, like, in Swigger, usually, like, you can tell that you're down to earth.
Right.
Or whatever. So, like, what is that something, like, is Swigger, I'll be asking, like, a million questions at once. I'm going to ask you a specific question. What can another young girl expect from you? You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
As an artist. Because for me, I really feel like your music can reach
Thank you.
Young girls.
It's like, when I rap, yo, and when I make a song, it's like, I'm dealing with, like, real personal issues. Regardless of whether it happened now or something that happened back in the day, like, I put everything together, like, and I listen to the track and be like, all right, this emotion I'm getting off of this. So then I think about it and I be like, all right, I'm just say how I'm feeling and say how, like, say what circumstance happened to make me feel this way, like, to make me the person I am today. Let's combine it and let's put it in the song.
So step to the finish, is that a bunch of fun tracks? Is it hard? Like, what... What will we expect from
you? See, you're going to see MC Sha go hard on Step to the Finish.
Hard.
You
hard, like. So, which track from Step to the Finish did I have? Because I got Call the Cops, Putty Soft.
You got Putty Soft, yeah. You got Call the Cops, you got Putty Soft, and you got, what's up with you on?
Something Go Down, Call Me Down. My fucking memory is horrible. We all get to all four of the tracks, definitely before the show is over. But while we power out a little bit, I'm going to show the guys some love, you know what I mean? Shout out to Big Face Dunny, you know what I mean? This track, I Ain't Worried About a Girl, definitely innovative, you know what I mean? Definitely. I don't know. Big Face wanted me to tell y'all some shit today, but I'm not going to tell y'all. I can't tell y'all shit. But we're going to show some love, play some music. This Big Face Dunny, I Ain't Worried About a Girl. You know what I mean? Definitely get that. Rest in peace, Face Dunny.
I'm I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. Ago, I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss the fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a tourist. I'ma burn the forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep your collars up. You was on, now you off, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked west. Making niggas play the bench in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hooky head. I'm on the same plane, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. Yeah, if I don't like your music, that don't mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, that don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. Got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local. Not until they got checks like my social. I can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm tryna count fresh hundreds till my palms leak. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak. I'm on the same plane, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl. I'm on the same planet. In another world, I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl.
The big face dummy
doing his thing. I ain't worried about a girl. You know what I mean? Definitely a hot track.
Definitely hot.
Yeah, definitely hot. I'm gonna do a joint. I ain't worried about dick. You know what I mean?
I definitely put that in. I did the what's that joint? The Snoop Dogg. That be Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely went in that joint. I was like, I ain't worried about dick.
Yes, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You was there when I performed
yes.
That joint. Yeah. Fuck out of here. I swear to God, Philly got some talented artists.
Yes,
we got some more people that's going to be calling in, showing love tonight, getting to know MC Shy, you know what I'm saying? Talking about God, you know what I mean? Your partner, like, how freaky is your partner is the topic tonight, too. So, not going to skate away from that. Philly Shiners. Bro, I'm actually start off and I'm going to ask you, MC Shy, like,
yes,
even if it's not like your current partner, like.
I'm just going to say very freaky.
Just.
I mean, like, listen.
Is that a requirement? The way you excited about it, is that a requirement or is that a surprise?
It's like. Like, I would never make it a requirement because I never thought it exists. Like, real shit. Like, I'm like, well, maybe I'm just asking for too much. But what? Yo, my current partner is crazy freaky. It's sick. That's like, now, if, God forbid things don't work out, like, what? Now it's going to be a requirement.
Oh, shit. See, now, see. She said, God forbid, but, you know, when you put in that work, you don't be willing to let it go.
Yeah, right.
I feel you. And actually, my partner is the one who suggested this topic or whatever. And he was like, save my name. Tell everybody. I'm like, fuck no. Because I cut a bitch. Like,
yeah, we don't want none of that.
No, we don't want none of that. We don't want my crazy ass on a cutting spree
because
it goes down. Blow jobs. Like, no.
And that's a warning, and we're going to say it one time.
Yep, exactly. I love it. You did it. Yo, yeah, exactly. I think there's nothing wrong with warning the bitch, because that's what I do. So you, once I start fucking you up, I warned the bitch.
Mm-mm-mm.
But you can't be mad at her, though, because your ass got him.
You shut the fuck up. See, I didn't say this shit. Damn, so really? I could be mad at whoever I want to be mad at. Just like, if you was mad at somebody, I'd be right mad with them with you. You know what I'm talking about? Right mad with them with you. But I'm going to answer the question a little bit, and then I'm actually give y'all a story. Because, yeah, I don't get it. I be trying to tame his ass. Like, look, no. You don't do those type of things as adults. Mm-hmm. That whole threesome shit, like two girls and shit, you can't get it out of the system before you was with me. Well, it ain't going down. It ain't going down. No, no, no. So sorry. So sorry. Thank you, so sorry. Like, no, I ain't sorry. But, no, what about you, Miss Sue? Miss, this bitch married the damn first guy she ever fucked. Like, goddamn, you, how boring is that? I'm joking.
Okay.
But
I'm joking.
I love feet. What?
My husband is so freaky. He makes me don't want nobody else. He's so
that's so cute. Oh,
really good. And my best, to me, he's so freaky. He'll do some shit like while I'm cooking breakfast, he'll come eat me out.
Yeah.
And to me, that's freaky because it's on point, and I'm not really expecting it.
Let's see.
And I get to see his other side. So, you know, that's to me, that's freaky.
But you know what? Like, I definitely kind of shared this story before, but I wanted to just bring it back for tonight. But,
that's
yeah, like, the same thing. Like, we in the studio working or whatever, and he's just like, let me talk to you outside for a minute, right? Like, four people in the studio or whatever. And we step outside, it's like, no privacy or whatever. And just threw my leg over his shoulder, and, you know, it's like, you know, I'm like, wow, I didn't know it was stars in the sky in Philly. Like, you barely see stars when you look up. You know, it's like city, everything's clogged up or whatever. Every year, but you know, you look up from something like that, looking down at something so beautiful, look up so beautiful. Like, yeah, I like shit like that. Like, definitely go feel. But I want to get into some more music from MC Shy. We're going to check in on the callers. We have any calls? I know Shank Dime Shiz, shout out to everybody, HMO, Mother Small, got to get her on the show. That's another crazy female artist from Philly.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. You got Mother is crazy. Repping North Philly.
No, you got about three callers listening now, so MC Shy, you know.
Maybe he forgot to press the number one. Is it a 267? I mean a 215-626 number?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, because they just hung up and called me. Here we go. That's you, Shank. They just hung up and called me. You supposed to press one. She didn't know that you wanted to listen. So all the callers listening in, just press the number one. Yeah. Press the number one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's me, Wale. I need to get the number again. My phone fucking up.
It's fine. You can call me Wale on the show. You call me Honest. But I got you on the air now. So welcome to Philly Shine. Shank, what's good?
Yeah, you already know what it is. You already know, Mr. President. I'm from the Southern. Long time no see.
Yeah, I just seen you the other day. What you mean, long time no see?
Man, No, we walked past each other. That wasn't, that, you know what I mean? If you want to consider that seeing each other, that's cool. But, like, we ain't really in the act like how we usually do. We need to get back in the booth and do something on some real shit. But, you know, that's all in time, though.
Shake.
Yeah, definitely all the time. But I had a chance to say hi to your motherfucking ass, give you a hug. Then for me, I've treasured 5 seconds with a motherfucker that I know because the life that we live, we just definitely want to go. But, yeah, I consider that seeing you in Dom shoes, you know what I mean? Definitely, you see a motherfucker in a while. Yeah, I just shouted y'all out. What's good? Welcome back to the show. Please, let me know what's good with you. Let us know. He's an artist, too. Y'all know artists on Philly Shine. I got to show you love. My guest is MC Shy, and please say hi to my co-host, Sue. And tell everybody what's been up with you.
Oh, I'm doing the same old thing. I'm about to drop this CD. Showtime got a CD. I got the Life Joint coming out. You know, Shank for President is out already. I'm still working with Dunny. Still working with Indy. You know, I'm just making this music, trying to get a good situation going. That's all. You know, just going about everything Cooper aesthetic, so, you know, I don't move too fast for myself and end up getting in a situation that I don't want to get in, you know. Just trying to play it smart, that's all.
Okay.
Well, that's what's up. Definitely is crazy in the build today. It just got fucking crazier. We're going to play some more music from MC Shy, and I got to tell y'all, I mean, I don't say this shit about no fucking body, but this bitch right here, she is the fucking hottest female rapper in the world.
Thank you, Honest.
Like,
shout out to Honest Fire. Yeah.
No, not you, MC Shy. I'm so sorry, girl. I'm so sorry. But
oh,
you're
no,
hot too,
good.
Honey.
It's
but
good.
I just, I'm, you're hot, honey. I never
know,
said
that
to you.
I know how
but
you feel. I know how you feel.
I fucking love you. Fucking love you. But, and this is not even no, just all due respect, MC Shy, but my girl DB just called in, and she also has a crazy birthday party this Saturday in Mill Creek. We're all going to be performing. And Mill Creek, you got a party then, too. I'm not promoting
that. Oh, yeah, you talking about your joint. Yeah, I got a party on Friday, too. That's
damn, everybody just, it's cool, though. We all human and shit. But,
did
everybody
just wake up from a good nap?
We probably all just got some good thing. No, let me see.
Yeah, right.
GB, like, I'm the ladder. But definitely, GB. GB, welcome to Philly Shine, honey girl. How you doing? You got to meet my special guest for tonight, GB Shy, a talented artist from Philly doing her goddamn thing. I'm definitely in love with her performances, too.
Yeah, I got to hear something. Good shit.
Thank you.
We about to play some of her music. Talk about the topic. The next track. What next track you want us to get into, MC
Shy? You can play Putty Sauce.
We're going to play Putty Sauce. We're going to check in on the callers. We got Dom Shit shaking the building. We're doing a thing. Everybody listening in. If you want to join in, just press 1. We'll definitely get to your call. We're going to play Putty Sauce. MC Shy.
I said I'm hard to stomach, so you be shitting bloody. No, I don't fuck with dummies. You niggas soft like putty, and you ain't in the running. I can't see you coming. Yo, he don't even count. I said you good for nothing. We in the stash house. We put the trash out. Up in the stash house. I bought the cash out. My homies bought they chrome. They plan to air out. You dislocated niggas with no whereabouts. My shit be buzzing hard. So prepare drought, and we distribute the raw, we take your route, and I'm the best of them all, that's why I'm sold out. I said,
hold up,
wait a minute, I heard you niggas had balls, I put the pussy in it, we closer to the finish, you still in the beginning, we up on our grind, y'all sleep and wake up sinning. I said,
hold up,
wait a minute, I heard you niggas had balls, I put the pussy in it, we closer to the finish, you still in the beginning, we up on our grind, y'all sleep and wake up sinning. I keep a level set, I keep a level head,
and y'all should disappear before my team get here. You get the super prize, surprise, I've arrived, and you should take a sip, cause this gon' be a while. We going super heavy, we talking super pounds. I got your foes in chair, cause you was known to lounge. My music like the material, I don't sleep around. The whore said she making noise, but I don't hear a sound. I cook the bigger bricks, we get the bigger chips. I'm on some bigger shit, we pushing bigger whips. You eat a bigger clip, hop off a bigger dick. I got mine, I'm on my grind, you in desolate.
I said,
hold up, wait a minute. I heard you niggas had balls, I put the pussy in it. We closer to the finish, you still in the beginning. We up on our grind, y'all sleep and wake up sinning.
I said,
hold up, wait a minute. I heard you niggas had balls, I put the pussy in it. We closer to the finish, you still in the beginning. We up on our grind, y'all sleep and wake up sinning.
We Sean Love, MC Shy, Putty Soft, live on Philly Shine.
You know.
I just made this banging ass chicken sandwich. We got some callers on the building. We're going to see what's good with them.
I wish I had some of that.
You know I could cook, girl, too. You already know. Say no. I'm about Philly shit. But we were checking on these other callers.
Ask everybody the topic question, wind down the show, you know what I'm talking about, play some of my music. It is ladies' night, too. So why don't you go to the 267-97, you said zero? Two.
270. Oh, 270, yeah. 267-270, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? What's good?
How you doing? What's your name?
What's up, Zafo 58 Cabo.
I don't even know you. I'm about to mute his phone. Say no. Shout out to my... What is good? Welcome to the show. What are you talking low? Because you got your lady with you. Mr. Change your Facebook status.
Nah, man. I'm just on right now. You know what I'm saying?
You just on right now. Well, we can't hear you. Could you?
No, so I'm just on right now. I'm sitting in the office, you know what I mean, smoking something right now. Man.
Oh. Nothing wrong with that. Definitely welcome back to the show. It's good to hear you. You got to say hi to my guest, MC Shy, my DJ, Ms. Sue.
What's up, sweetie? How you
What's
doing?
Up? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm sure you're not 15, you know what I mean?
Well, like I said, I'm all in your business. Y'all know Facebook get you all the details about a person's life, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, when you change your relationship status, that was crazy. Was it like a million comments or something?
Like you know, I do shit to fuck with people, man, and I just want to see how everybody would react if I would have done that. So.
Yeah. Oh, so you was lying?
I'm 58 Street, baby, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a nut till I die, man, you know what I'm saying?
You're a motherfucking nut, man. Fuck you. Because if I'd have known it was a joke, I'd have said what was on my mind. I'm all respectful to you because you my homie and shit. I ain't even say half the strange shit everybody else was saying. You know, I'm about to go back and comment on it new. What?
Say what's on your mind, man. I mean, Don't shoot the breeze about it. Be about it. You know what I'm saying?
No. You know what? Any woman who take you on as her girl is the dumbest woman ever. So that's what I wanted to put. I'm gonna go comment and put that on there now. Yeah, she's a dumb blonde. Like, no, I'm joking.
Yeah,
he look
right.
at you. He about to fight me. You about to get the ass whooped? No, you about to get your ass whooped.
I don't fight you. I don't fight females, baby. I lick them, baby. I don't fight females. Cut that out.
Don't lick me.
Oh. Now we want to talk about our topic. Honest, get it in
incest.
Now.
Incest.
Incest. It's like, well, we gotta get to the topic. Definitely shout out to my boy, CEO Bo in the building. Shout out to Ruth Doobie in the building. We're going to show you some love. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Thank you, everybody. We're going to
we're going to talk about the topic more. You know what I mean? I got
Shane, we got HMO the topic. We ain't HGB the topic. We got to go in.
What's the topic?
Tonight's topic is how freaky is your partner, or like your freakiest partner you ever had? Like,
I'm just gonna tell it like this. You know what I'm saying? I know how far I'm with you know what I do. You know what I'm saying? You know that's why they call me the lady licker. You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
So you know what I'm saying? We're gonna take it to whatever extreme, whatever lady wanna do. I'm never nervous, always at their service, you know what I'm saying? So this is what
it is. I like them honest.
You got a lot of catchy phrases. Is you a pimp or something?
Yes, he is a pimp. He got like all these hookers. I be getting them all these jobs. Listen, these bitches work real hard. All they want is $5.
Yo, what,
like, I'm joking.
Why you lying to people like that?
I'm joking. I know you got the high price hoes.
He's a super licker.
That's crazy, man.
You know what?
You better get some rental wrap.
He better get something. You eat. Use a trash bag or something. You be taking it somewhere else, man. I don't even understand. But we're gonna go to the next caller. We're gonna talk to him more. Cause you tripping right now. Thanks for showing love. Thanks for calling in the show. You know what I mean? You always in your act. Sue, you wanna check out the next caller, Sue?
Yeah, that's cool. 267-338. You on the air? We're on the fire.
Welcome to Felicia. What's good?
Shit, you know, working hard every day, preparing for your show.
I know, that's right, preparing for the show. What are you going to bring to the Diamond Spotlight? Tell everybody what's your name and what's up with you and everything like that. You know what I'm talking about? I know who you are.
It's Young CEO Bo, representing Uptown. Look out for the new CD coming out soon. I ain't put a date on it yet, but it's called Grind Down Ball Later. I'm gonna have a couple of faces on there, you know. I'm gonna pull shit out the cut on niggas. But right now, just really focus on this show that's coming up.
Okay, yeah, you talking about October 3rd, Diamond Spotlight Showcase, Mill Creek is definitely going down. It's gonna be great. Oh god damn, it's gonna be real banging. You know what I'm saying? Showing love to everybody. I gotta get GB in the building too.
Yeah,
I know. I'm gonna talk to you about it a little bit. Talk to you about a little bit before I'm laughing at something going on over here, y'all. Sorry. But GB, definitely we got you on the line too. Everybody listen to them. We want to get into the topic question. You know what I mean? How freaky is your partner? But I want to play one quick song real fast. We're going to get right back into the interview. I'm trying to slip into something a little comfortable. I'm going to get a little freaky with my partner. I never did it while I was on the show. You know, we had that topic before, like fucking while you on the phone, and he was trying to get me that night. But I think I'm just going to fuck the show right before Philly Shine is over. Like, no, I'm joking. I'm too loud. That would be like a total thing. They're like, what the fuck did I just call into? What the fuck? Say no. You said what?
They on Playboy Hotline.
No, wait a minute. Do we have another caller before we get into the song? Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, no, y'all have to pay for that shit. Believe you me, if I'm fucking on the phone, y'all paying $19.99 a minute. Okay, a fucking minute. What? Oh well, shit. But you won't be a customer then. I ain't worried about you. If you ain't a customer, I ain't worried. I've definitely been plotting about it. No way. So you ain't getting that for free. How about that? How you going to get that free?
I'm CEO.
Answer for that. No. That's not the answer.
Name for yourself.
Not the answer. No, it wasn't the answer we was looking for. But we have another caller got the hand raised.
646-624.
Welcome, welcome. I think I know that number. What's good? Doobie.
Yo, what it is? Yeah, what it is, is Mr. Make It Happen, Real Doobie, New York City in the building, you know, Strong Enough Entertainment, you know, G&G Entertainment, New York Nonstop, NBC, you know, Game Changers Magazine, Door Breakers Magazine, the list goes on. What up?
Definitely welcome back to Philly Shines. Y'all check out the archives. Y'all know last year you was all over the show. Definitely showing love. Much love to your progress. I see you. Definitely doing your thing. But
yeah.
Tell everybody, give them, tell us, what's up with you? What are you working on right now before we get into this music? Like, I know you got the gems for the artists.
All right, well, basically, you know what I'm saying, I just sent you some crazy fire with one of my artists, Kamane Queen Reese. She came out to Philly and performed. You've seen her
Philly,
and all that.
Oh, yeah. Diamond Spotlight, I remember.
And, you know what I'm saying, I got the all-females mixtape that's getting ready to be wrapped up. So I'm still looking for a lot of female artists and all that. You know what I'm saying? I got the magazine going out with that, All Females Magazine. I got the Mel's Magazine that's going out as well. Right now, I got a show on NBC. It's called...
Your signal's going in and out.
You can hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear
me? Wait a minute, a little bit. Say something else?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, yeah, you good.
All right,
go ahead. Did
y'all
hear him? Was that my phone?
That was your phone.
That was my phone.
Oh.
You heard him?
Yeah, I still heard him.
Oh,
okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Right. Well, basically, you know what I'm saying, I got a show, two shows actually on NBC. It's a new show called Universal Grind. We showcase a lot of artists all over the world. In every different market, and we got a video show that I'm putting together right now. So any artists that got videos, you can send it to me, and I'll add on NBC, you know what I'm saying? And I got the magazines and the artists, the models, and I do a lot, you know.
Yeah, definitely. That's what's up. Well, yeah, we always networking on Philly Shine. I'm going to have you share more information as we get into this track. I just really like this doing, you know what I mean? I went in. And y'all definitely can check it out on BuckBanditTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. Crazy, crazy website. Beautiful women, Hot 16, me, Philly Shine Radio, On Live with Key West, all types of stuff, Midnight Munchies. I like Midnight Munchies. I'm going to have to send them my little specialties or whatever because I just made this crazy bacon chicken sandwich I can't even eat because I'm running my fucking mouth on Philly Shine. Like, God damn. Like, it's like, no, I'm good. But we're going to play Honest Fire. Yeah. You got me, Ms. DJ Sue?
Let me host up. Let me post up. Let me
Uh-oh. Definitely show love. We got, I'm going to get MC Shy back on the line, too, so we can say goodbye to her. And like I said, she said tomorrow is going down Black and Noble and also UE Radio. So I'm going to get the time stats so I can share it with all y'all. But, you know, I had to do my little thing, little mix.
That track is in your email already, so, you know, whenever you're ready to load it up and do whatever you do, you can do whatever you do, you know?
I'm waiting for it to load. I said it earlier in the show. For some reason, I can't, it don't always go in, like, the same day, or it takes, like, a couple hours or whatever. So, we'll see. I definitely got you. I got you, dude.
Okay, baby.
Honest,
okay, baby.
Again. It's Honest Fire, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, ready? Ooh.
We ready.
We
ready. Let's go. What they do it.
You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get them out of way. Not a bitch. Not a nigga. Nobody. Rapping X-Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit this cheating nigga up. Pull my way to Papa. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, cheese and cheddar. Teeny time, cold rain. I went up to Hay Spring Flame. Party is sinning with the AC winning. And it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he's catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This is what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This is what we doin', making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches can't get with this, can't get with this, yeah. Silly bitches can't get with this. Silly bitches, ball status, you soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Tricking for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. Money making the day, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping house on my own island, don't bring sand to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
The nice topic is, how freaky is your partner? You know what I mean? That's what we said. It was supposed to be, is your partner freaky enough? Could it be better? Could it be worse? So kind of fucking up for midnight. We checked it. You know, my memory's fucked up. I didn't think of the topic. I mean, give credit where it's due to my freaky-ass partner. I be trying to tell his ass, listen, I don't know why you bore home. It's like, no, let me stop. I don't be talking. He looked at you, thought I was about to embarrass you, didn't he? Calm down, me, then got you. But, no. We're going to ask my girl GB the topic question, you know what I mean? Is your partner freaky enough? He asked you the question right, you know what I mean? Is your partner freaky enough? Well, I liked what I said earlier. Who's, how freaky is your partner? What's the freakiest partner you ever been with? Nigga be like, yo, I remember I had this guy pull out a dildo and want me to fuck him in his ass. That was freaky.
Oh, yeah, that ain't gay.
He's gay.
That nigga's gay.
I want to press that stop button quick. Exactly. I almost beat him the fuck up. I was like 18. I was like, what the seven? Yeah, I think I was 17, yeah. 17. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Dumb fuck. Like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
Yeah,
he was a white guy, too. You know, trying to experiment.
You know, they seem small.
That's what I thought at first it was for. But I was just like, I don't care how big your dick is or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't care. Cause then he was just like, no, fuck. I'm like, what? Get the fuck home, bitch. It's about to be World War VIII up in that bitch. Like, hold the fuck up. I ain't even, I'm going to be honest, I used to be the worst homophobe ever, like.
I know.
GB, you remember.
I got better, didn't I?
Yeah, I got so much better. Like, I used to be bad. Like, I'm going to be honest, like, all my gay friends, I love you now, but then I wouldn't have loved you. You know what I mean?
At
like,
all.
I really wouldn't have loved you at all. I wouldn't have had no love. No love.
You know what she would have did? She would have spit when she seen him on some disrespect that shit.
Oh, my God. Damn. So honest. Guess what? What?
If you want to do that, a gay nigga can dress you from head to toe.
I know. I fucked with
out there looking white. I know.
You know what? I had this one, my new gay friend or whatever actually gave me a whole fucking credit at H&M. I paid half everything. I was like $100 worth of stuff for $40. That shit was awesome. Gay boy was good. Like, no.
Yo,
I don't think they want to be called gay boys.
Yo,
we'll say to each his own, y'all. You know,
wow.
We all freaks up in here. So to each his own. Exactly. To each
right.
his own, yeah.
We ain't knocking nobody at all. We ain't knocking nobody.
Wow.
We just making jokes reminiscing. That's all.
Yeah. So you can't say that people who are conservative or whatever can't be opened up, because if I could be opened up, I used to think pregnant women were contagious. Like,
I hated it.
please. Pregnant women is horny, and that's me.
Oh, yeah, they're the most pretty.
And I've been
so.
With one man all my life. Fuck me, kid, okay?
Shut the face. No, we're going to talk about that later. We'll interview Alice Fire on one of the future shows and shit. This bitch got problems and she works out a little bit, but she still got some love. But,
Oh, man.
But, GB, the topic question, is your partner freaky enough for you?
Yeah, I would say my partner's freaky enough. You know what I would say? I would say it can't get freaky enough for real, for real. Like, I mean, you can always go. You can always find something to do.
Yo, they got this movie called Extreme Teen Movie or whatever. Did y'all, anybody on the phone see it?
No.
Nah,
oh
nah.
Oh, my God. That shit was funny and shit. I can't even ruin it for y'all. I can't even talk about it. But y'all got to see that shit. The first scene in that movie is hilarious. Like, all right, we'll talk about that another day. Y'all got to do your homework. We'll come back to that. But so you said it can't get freaky. So are you saying that you're the more freakier one? Are you the freak? Is this some things that you try and try, like, that you going to bring to the bedroom the next time you get to the bedroom? You're like, look, nigga, I got this shit.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, it is.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
You know what, I can't say, it's when I get somebody, because I'm divorced now, so I can't
say
nobody. No, but when I get somebody, yeah, I got to
come. Oh, word.
Oh, she got a little store husband.
That's my
oh,
bitch.
Word.
Hey, yo, I ain't never met you before, but just
yes, you did.
Women
didn't you?
Are freakier than men.
Nah,
we be
really
had,
think
yo,
so.
We be looking at y'all like, when y'all going to hit me good.
Right.
Nah, you
right.
Can't really say that, though.
No,
really
I think
that.
The men are freakier. I mean, you're freaky.
I ain't never met none.
You're freaky. I think it's a Libra thing. Y'all both Libras. You're a Libra,
yeah,
right, GB?
A Libra, I'm a Libra, yeah.
Hell
she's a Libra,
yeah,
too.
All day. Hey, GB, hey, when I come up here, yo, we got to go to Mill Creek because, you know, Libras all day.
Hello?
We got to
show
niggas how to do it.
Hello.
You know,
hello.
I ain't got a problem with it. Yeah, I ain't got a problem with it. We out.
We're going definitely talk about some things. But yeah, I'm not into that freaky shit. I just feel like when you got, you know, when you get the ready to have sex or whatever, it's not always about like doing something extra. Like, you want to have sex because you like the person. You know what I mean? Like, not so much as I saw this on TV. I want to try that shit. I'm not curious. I'm not that curious or whatever. Like, I'm not
like
even curious.
You please your partner though. Like,
I
you just want
exactly.
Like,
I ain't never had. Whoa. See, now I'm gonna be even more cocky.
No.
I'm about to get cocky. Oi, oi, oi. I feel my dick growing. About to get real cocky. You got good pussy. You could give a missionary and be like, that ain't. That's all you get.
What'd you say, GB?
Wow.
I got 5-star pussy, and I still try to give it to him in different flavors. Like, you still got to mix it up sometimes. Like, and
wow.
I mean, even, you know what I mean, missionary, yeah, they be out in 2.5, but still.
Come on, man.
Nah.
Hello?
See,
can y'all hear me?
You can't even rate. No, see, I got new pussy. I don't care if we just was fucking for 4 hours and we do it again. It's going to be brand new again.
You know how I had the niggas, though, but you know, honest. Like,
listen,
you know
T.O., we ain't going to go into what I know about T.O. I was using
Hello.
Your real initials. Hold on, Doobie. Hold on, I see you. I see you. I was using your real initials, GB, but we know who T.O. is. Y'all know T.O. is the fucking, he's got to be the most fittest nigga in the world.
That's a fucking twin.
Wait a minute. You ever see a girl right before she has sex put the little football combat fucking paint on her cheeks and shit? Start stretching. Yeah. You in trouble. Y'all hear her voice. That raspy, sexy voice ain't about nothing, okay? Hey, what you want to say, Doobie?
what you be throwing on your wall face, the paint and all that?
Stretch, she TO it up. She will jump out of 6 feet of water, okay, with a single leap or some shit in a bikini and shit. No, on a Vicky Secrets negligee, like, hold up, daddy.
but he talking about me stretching because, like, you know what I mean, back in the day when me and Anna used to be around each other, like, every fucking day, we used to be, my dude used to come over all the time, like, she would see me all prepared and all that to get ready to, like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, this bitch, we sitting in the living room and shit, this bitch fucking braid her hair back, starts cracking the neck in her back. Like, ain't you just about to do it? Ain't you going really wrestle?
Yo, she about to get a workout. Like, oh, hold on, my workout is here, so let me work out. Let me work it out.
I ain't going to tell y'all how this bitch got me in whole trouble one day, y'all. Listen.
That's so funny.
Live in an apartment or whatever. Listen, because I got to bring this out. She here to defend herself because she got me in whole trouble. I let her and her dude use the basement, you know what I mean? Got the bed in the basement. And then the next day or, like, the couple days later, I go to use the basement, you know what I mean, with my dude and shit. Now, I don't know why my dumb ass. No, I wanted him, yeah, because he was leaving out or whatever after we was done or whatever. So I went to pick up the condom wrapper and shit, and I'm like, hun, throw this in the trash and shit. So he looked at the condom wrapper, and he was like, I didn't use this shit. And then I just start getting cussed the fuck out. Like, I mean, hollered at. I'm like, what? Like, I ain't do shit. I would never cheat on you. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get out of my fucking house. I had to just tell him, get the fuck out of my house. And then I had to just think, like, what the? Gee, I went right into his car, like, girl, you just got me in fucking trouble. Throw your damn collar wrappers in a damn trash. And she got two collar wrappers. I showed her the wrong one, looking like a whole smut dirt girl. Like, oh, what the fuck?
Wow.
But, you know, we apologized to each other.
Oh, that was funny. I know.
That was horrible, you know what I mean? But you gotta look out for your homies. Sometimes people be like, yo, I need a place to fuck. You be like, oh, yeah, come use my room. My cousins, I charge them, though. I charge my cousins $50 a pop. Like, y'all niggas, you can't take the bitch to a hotel. You at least gonna pay me, niggas. Fuck her dumb ass. She don't want to go to a hotel. She will use my bed. That's fine. Say no. But I want to play some music. We got asked Young CEO Bo the topic question. We got asked Tyler was good with him. We got asked Rude Doobie the question, which I know he the freak. You know what I'm saying? Right,
of course.
I don't know what he.
Of course.
He's the freak.
Oh, can we hear
his
before the music?
Oh,
you
want to
hear him?
Damn. Talk?
See, look
at Sue. I'm telling your fucking husband, Sue, because every time we go to Philly Shy,
you
be trying to do strange shit with my caller.
This is the agreement.
Okay.
If she flirt, I flirt, we bring it to the bed, and it's the shit. So don't fuck with that.
Whoa.
We flirting
Handy
all
your
day,
business.
Let's
Handy
do
your
this.
Business. Okay, I feel a room. This is a real co-host, okay? She's keeping it 100. Honest there, okay?
That's what's up.
Honest there.
Yes.
But, Rue, do me the topic question. Is your partner freaky enough for you? Could your partner get freakier? Are you the freak?
Let me put it to you like this. Like, I put females in a category, you know what I'm saying? And, like, right now, me, I'm a little of age or whatever, but I look young. But I haven't really had nobody match to me yet, like, literally. On some real shit.
Master you?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Not, like, match up to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't get really freaky like me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I enjoy sex. A lot of people don't say they enjoy sex, but I take that real seriously and I enjoy it to a point where, you know, it's more of a, you know, how you get niggas and you know, you have sex with them or whatever, whatever, and, you know, that's it. No, it's more like with me, it's more of a passion thing with me. Like, I go in, like, every trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta go in. You know what I'm saying? So, for me,
right.
I'm a freak. I'm a freak. I'm a freak, but I just don't eat. I just don't suck toes. Hold on, I don't suck toes, and I don't stick my finger in no butt, and I'm not fucking in no ass. That's it.
That's what's up, man, me too. That's how I feel, like, no fucking feet touching, sucking. I rub the feet.
Well, y'all, basically, both of y'all off my list. Fuck all that shit.
Listen, reason why I said I don't fucking ass, because that's kind of, that's gay intentions. Like, I think that's really gay, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you get me to the point where, no, listen, I'm saying, as far as me, I don't stick my finger in no girl ass, and I'm not fucking no girl in a butt, period.
Wow.
That's just not me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's
niggas
gay
doing
too.
It, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, far as sucking toes,
it's
like.
I don't think it's gay, as long as you see a female face and as long as you see a pussy right there. And you
right.
Know,
I know
ass.
That.
But
I know that.
It's an
asshole. That's an asshole,
but
though.
It's still,
you know,
got, but it's, okay, well, this is what y'all don't know that I hope y'all out. The
uh-oh.
Asshole.
School me, baby. I
want to
know. Maybe.
Pussy wet.
It's got
a
what?
But listen,
the
but my
ass
penetration.
Has a reflex
listen.
That makes the vagina wet, that makes
well,
her want to fuck.
You
the
ain't
vagina.
Never lied. You ain't
hold
never lied.
That's
lied.
What it
but
is.
Hold on. Let me say this. Let me say this.
The show has turned into. Wait a minute, hold up, Ruth. The show has turned into. Oh, my caller is freakier than me. Wow, I got to just get this the fuck in. I love it. All right,
let me say this though. Like, if your man can penetrate you and keep your pussy wet, he don't have to do that. You feel what I'm saying?
No, it's not that you don't have to. No, you don't have to. But what we saying is. What we say is flood type wet, that'll help out. Like, if you want a flood type wet, that right there, that'll help out. Like, I mean, that's with any female. I think if you do it the right way, you place the asshole the right way, the pussy's going to get way too wet.
Oh, listen. Well, I never had that problem to a point where I'm going to be truthfully honest. Chicks I fuck with or females that I dealt with or women that I dealt with, they always squirt us. Period. Like, they always fucking with me, I make the squirt. Period.
That's what I'm talking about. See, like, squirt. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's definitely what's up. You need that in your life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, can nobody tell you to make what, you know, can nobody make you do what y'all want to do, especially with sex, but what
exactly.
I have learned is if a nigga hold back, I mean, shit, I'm just going to do me all day. So.
Right.
let me say this to you. Don't get me wrong, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's with a heated spur in the moment, I'm feeling you, and you know what I mean? We together, and we going to be together. I mean, if you enjoy that, then maybe I'll do that. But if it's just a
baby,
chick down
the fucking.
Baby,
you said you don't suck toes.
No, listen.
If
you
suck
listen.
My toes, I'm going to tangle. So guess what? Let's get it
in. Hold on. Listen, baby, I'm not contradicting myself. I'm saying if this is my woman, I've been with her for years. Yeah, me, I'm a happy sucker toes. If you want me fucking ass, yeah, I'm going to do that. But not just somebody I'm just fucking. You feel what I'm saying?
That's correct. Okay, we overstand, babe. We ain't trying to make you argue or make you want to do some shit, but I'm telling you what I love. And, you know, my girl on the line, too, she's telling me we both leave with here. We overstand.
Well, I'm a Leo, babe. I'm a Leo, baby. I'm a freak to the tea. I'm a Leo.
Oh, you're a Leo? My husband is a Leo.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Leos. Once y'all up out the closet, baby, you won't get back in. And you need to get to a good one that's going to rise you. Because guess what? Once you walk that client, you ain't going back in.
Until I meet my match, I'm going to destroy pussies whenever I have the chance to.
Okay, all right. So we're going to get into some music now. Peace, guys. I'm about to play some freaky music for y'all, my cousin. And my, as soon as it's for you, GB, this is for you.
You need to play something to calm us all down.
Nope. It is midnight. It is time to excite. So you don't make me start fucking Johnny Cochran rhyming on this motherfucker. The gloves don't fit. Get it a bigger condom, say no.
Where we at, Honest? What you listening to tonight?
We're going to Key West featuring Lil Wayne. That's Key West with a K. She's on fire, yes. Definitely going all the way in. If the gloves don't fit, get a bigger condom. Maybe you need a magnum. Maybe you need a teeny condom because it's too baggy, say no.
Key West.
You got me, Sue? Yeah, Key West. Key West featuring Lil Wayne.
I'm just waiting to meet my match.
Oh, well, we all waiting. I'm good.
You ready?
Yeah, we ready.
Let's go.
Take her out, cause she's outside. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, I hear that the thing is so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around. From her feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with the smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with this good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep the sexy's the key. And I drop to my knees. That pussy's better than a motherfucker. And when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them tats up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder, I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ready. Girl, I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that ass is on fire.
It is, baby.
I'm a bad, I'm a man, kerosene. She's on fire, put her out. As a matter of fact, take her out. Got on my knees and that's my love that keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire.
Listen, I'm a big nigga, so come and kiss my tummy. I tear that ass up, you'll think I fuck for money. I'm gonna put it down, I'm gonna put it in. My sex drive crazy, girl, I hope you bring a friend. I'll lick your clip for fun, I'll even toss your salad. So come and take a ride, I bet you add some mileage to your sexy ass. Come and mount my stallion, I'll leave that pussy swollen. And now have you smiling. I know she's on fire, I know she's on fire, I know she's on fire, I know she's on fire.
She's on fire. She's screaming. She's screaming. She's screaming. I'm a dreamer. I keep a dreamer.
You want to talk so much shit on that motherfucking crazy. Not me a problem.
She's on fire.
being problem. We call it the problem song. Definitely a problem. I fucking love that song. I hit it harder. I want to see the titty fell. What'd you say, Bo? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
you
here?
Yeah,
I'm
you
here.
CEO, Bo, you still there? Bo, not there no more. CB, you still with us?
Yeah.
You like that song?
Yeah, it's okay. I like that.
Yeah, they got a bounce to it.
Yeah, you like that song. What about you, Sue? Was it freaky enough for you?
Yeah, straight. You know, I'm just an in-closet freak, but I know all the educational tools to it, you know.
This bitch is a freak scholar. I mean, who the fuck talks about shit like that? What did you just say? I'm an educational freak, but what? I'm in a closet. I'm on all the ins and outs.
I'm saying, what you got to learn is, you know, we only got one body. You got to love your shit, you know what I mean?
Of course.
If you ain't loving it, then you scared of something. So guess what? When you come out that closet, bitch, you gonna be happy.
This is a married woman.
Like, I feel like I spend a lot of time with my baby or whatever. But your motherfucker is in space and be together every fucking day. So I'm sure y'all been together since you was, like, 15, with, like, 10 years. I'm sure, like, the first year, y'all probably got all this shit out the way. Y'all been together forever. How long?
Nah, we ain't get enough out the way. We used to fuck, like, 4 times a day. That shit was not enough for me. What
are you
talking about?
Nympho, that's what it is.
What it again.
How long have y'all been together total now?
Total 10 years.
Yes,
10 years, and the shit still ain't get old. I'm talking about we the fuck like almost 3,000 times. I still want it again.
That's beautiful. You got a beautiful thing over there. That's going on. That's good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't get it fucked up though. You know, energies come and go. But guess what? I keep my shit spicy, nigga. You go to the strip club, nigga. I'm going to the fucking club. If we going together, don't fucking see me because I want to see you at home, butt ass nigga.
Oh, shit.
All right. That's what's up.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You know, shit is dangerous in the street, but, you know, we just keep it spicy because a bitch like me, I don't like a condom. So,
I feel a little freaky. Like, I'll be wanting to wake my baby up out of bed with some head, you know what I mean? I rape them sometimes.
You got to take that so long.
Go in. What'd you say, Sue?
I said, yeah, you gotta take that sometimes.
You definitely got it. Like, you go to sleep. Because sometimes I know I get into TV or I get into a book or something or a phone call and I hear fall asleep. I'm like, oh, shit, wait a minute.
I know.
Yo, wait the fuck, wait a minute. I'm not done with you right now. Like, I'll be doing Philly Shine and shit and this. Come over to him like, hold up, baby.
Well,
here's my question for everybody on the line. Have any of y'all fucked till the sun came up?
Of course. I mean, I'm a type of nigga. I fuck anywhere. I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? That's me. I'm in cab, train, bus.
I'm talking about
bus,
from like 9 o'clock all the way to like 6 o'clock.
I did that before. I did all that.
Wow. Well, then you are a freak. You know, you just got a little bit of quenches the eye now.
Yeah, he, you know what it is.
I gotta go back to my baby.
He got restrictions. There shouldn't be no restrictions
to
no women.
Listen, there ain't no restrictions. I gotta go back to my baby father
on a situation like that. I don't have all night to fuck. Like, that was back when I ain't had no job and shit. And I ain't had to work.
That shit ain't GB, right?
Yeah, got no restrictions. Yeah, GB.
Nah, I don't got no restrictions. It's just, you know what I'm saying? If you know the partner that you're dealing with, it's, you know their body and you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get down. That's it. But you got to be my woman for me to, you know what I mean, to be with it like that. But other than that, if I'm just fucking you, nah, I'm just going to fuck you real good and you're going to come back all the time. And that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's no relationships. That's it.
Yeah, he sound like a super Leo.
Huh?
He sound like a super Leo, for real.
on some real shit though. On some real shit, I feel everything that y'all saying. But I don't think that I could be freaky enough. I wanna explore some things. I wanna do it in the sex swing. I wanna do that. I think that's
sex.
Anybody ever do a sex swing?
No, I never tried it.
AG, this is where I want to do it at. I want to do it on my own personal island, like for real, like my daughter got her island.
That's so nice.
Yeah, right.
I know, right?
Yo, that's the only thing that I haven't had.
No, I want to do it on the beach with black sand.
Wow.
Wow.
You're going to have to get somebody to pour that shit on there because ain't no damn black sand.
I just want to do it in the swing. Y'all got to see the sex swing. Like, I sat in one, like, a friend had one or whatever.
You talking about on how to be a player? Remember when that girl came up with the braids in her hair?
No.
Real freak.
The sex swing. The sex swing is different. Like, you can sit in it. It got, like, little stirrups. You can put your feet in.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like,
I know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, you can put your feet in it and just, like, swing back and forth and just be in
the
air.
I know you're talking about, and the dude be standing up, and you be swinging.
No. It's four stirrups. It's supposed to hold, like, 400 pounds or something like that.
Yeah,
it's
both guys holding on.
So you could be frontwards, and he, you know what I mean? You facing him, he's facing you. Y'all both got your feet in the little stirrup. Y'all can put your feet in it, and y'all can also hold on to it and just, like, sit in the little swing padded thing. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I just want to do it on, like, roofs and just in the air and just feel, like, weightless, you know what I mean? Like, you know how they have the, when astronauts are getting ready for takeoff and shit, zero gravity room? I would love to do it in the air. Would a dick stay hard in a zero gravity room? I don't know. Would it go down? Where would it be? Would it go up? Would it not get hard? If I get wet, will it come out? I don't know. I just want to know what that would be like.
Wow.
But honest, I'm going to tell you something I never wanted to do sexually, though. I never wanted to have, like, whips and chains and shit on somebody.
Hell yeah, no.
Somebody beat
no.
the fuck out of me. That is not pleasure. Like, that
you know,
is not no kind of pleasure.
That is no turn on to me at all. Like, even seeing that shit. Yeah, you like watch the porno or something, like, turn you on. None of that turns me on right there.
No.
None of that.
I got to piss the hell out of me for my pussy to get wet. It's not going down. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no.
Recently, you know what I'm saying? It was just, I had an episode to a point where chick was like, yo, choke me. I'm like, choke you? Fuck out of here. What you trying to want me to catch a case or something?
You fucking wait, but she asked you to choke her? I just stopped hugging her.
Well, what I did was I stepped out. I was like, hold on. I had to roll up. I was like, yo, this bitch is crazy. So then I was like, yo, nah, I'm not even going to do that. So she's like, yo, she just jumped on me. He's like, all right, come on, let's do whatever we do. I don't want you to choke me, fuck it. I just, that was just a spare the moment. I'm like, you were serious? She's like, nah, I really want you to choke me, but not no more since you stepped out of it, you know what I mean? You just threw the groove up.
Like,
I'm
come
like,
that
nah.
Dick back. Put the dick right back. She's like, all right, I will take that shit to the next man. You don't want to choke me? Fine, just fuck
me. You don't
want to
choke
no,
me?
I can't. I ain't even into all that shit. I don't even like. I don't understand why guys like to smack ass. We were talking about that a little bit Sunday.
Let me tell you something. That's the best, yo. Especially if you got a big head.
Stop talking over me, Hold up. I'm just saying, like, I was getting ready to get in my promo bag too, or whatever. But we were talking about, you know what I mean, spanking a little bit on Sunday night show, but we're going to bring it back tomorrow for Women's Day because, you know, Shay Star called in. She was filling me on the topic. Like, I know guys like to smack the girls on the ass, and I know y'all do it when y'all playing football, like gays, and basketball is like gays. But why not rub the ass? Like, it's so much better when you rub it. Like, and then sometimes
I like
rub it. You said what?
I was just about to say, I don't know what you're talking about, honest, because As long as he ain't smacking me like he won't smack a bitch to make her cry, we good. About baby pop.
I know. As long as it's like not too soft and not too hard, it's just like
hell
just
yeah.
Right so the
just
ass
right.
Can move while the dick is in you. Like just it's just like you just want the ass to move just a little bit while the dick is in you.
Let me say this.
Listen, if a guy was If a guy was to touch, I mean, like, I know the guy, like, my ass is going to move regardless. It's fucking huge. It's going to jiggle, all that shit. Like, you push into it, yeah, it's going to jiggle. But you don't have to smack it. Like, guys like to smack it, not to make it move. Like, they just want to smack it, like I just smack it, like it's a reaction. Like, it's
me, honest, you probably didn't get the right smack yet. That's what it is. Like, I used to not like my pussy eight because I didn't get the right person to do it. And then, you know what I mean? Then it went down. But as far as the smacking the ass, you ain't get it done right because everybody don't plow the ass. Everybody don't plow you into a wall.
Not even that it's been plowed. I don't even like small. I don't even like the tap. I'll be ready to hit you back. I don't know if I'm crazy or what it is. Like, I don't like the tap or whatever. But, like, I really get like, it really takes me a long time to stop hitting a person back. Like, even, like, my last relationship, we was together for, like, almost 5 years and shit. And every time he slapped my ass, he was tall as shit, big-ass hands. Like, stop fucking hitting me. He's like, I'm not hitting you. I'm like, well, listen, I'm trying to get it together because I can't be hit, okay? Won't you try rubbing it? Makes me wetter. You know what I mean? Like, you rub on the ass. But what you going to say, Doobie?
Nah, I mean, smacking on the ass is, you know, as long as it's a big, nice ass, firm, it jiggles, whatever. And, you know, you see, I'm a man. I'm a type of man that knows a woman body. A lot of men don't know woman body. Like, they just be getting on top and fucking and whatever. You know, you got to know a woman body. You got to know what to do with a woman's body. So when you smack an ass, you got to be soft and gentle and rub it and smack it at the same time. It got to be nice, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
grab my bones between my legs while you doing that, too. Because guess what? My husband, he be on point. I'm talking about he do every part. He be on point.
Everything,
yeah,
you know,
you gotta know
the woman's body.
Nothing wrong with that. I feel like it's nothing wrong with that. But all I'm saying is I like to get rubbed on or and all that other shit. Like,
yeah, or the grabbing of the ass is cool. Like, I like when you just grip my ass up. Like, I mean, just hold hands.
I'm going to tell y'all, I stopped going to clubs because I be tired. Like, my ass so sensitive. I can't stand how every time you go to a fucking club and shit, you got to get your ass grabbed. Like them crowded clubs, I don't even go to no more. I'm done. If I can't go on VIP, if I can't have my space, I'm done. I used to say that before, and I would do it. And I wouldn't go to clubs or whatever, but lately, like, being on this fire, like, going out to clubs, going to parties, especially Pinnacle to chill with fucking Touch Tone in them. That was the last fucking club I went to, fucking Pinnacle. Not only was my ass grabbed, somebody grabbed my ass, knocked my phone out of my pocket, and I lost my fucking phone and everything.
Wow.
It
that's crazy.
Totally turned me off. I was looking for the person who grabbed my ass, and they couldn't find this fucking dumb ass, couldn't find my phone. It was like, ugh. Since then, I ain't been in no place where I couldn't be in VIP because, like, I need my space to dance by myself. I need my own fucking space. Like, fuck those clubs. Pinnacle, y'all have fun, but fuck y'all. I'm not walking through your crowd no more. Coming from up the state, I wasn't even really chilling with the crowd, but still just you got to walk past them, you know what I mean? Like, walking past them, I was like, oh, my fucking goodness. Like, ugh. Talk about
it. That's just disrespectful, though. Niggas out there is just disrespectful, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do that to a woman. Like, you know what I'm saying? If that's not your problem, if that's not your woman, know what you say?
They don't know how to talk to each other. A lot of them.
A lot of niggas be starving, man.
And it's not even the niggas, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna say women, like, you know, and we all gotta all be responsible. It's some girls that'll be like, hee, and this, back it up on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
won't even look at him. He just back it up. Bitch won't even look. I've seen it a million and thousand trillion times. She don't even look. She just start backing it up. What the fuck is she dancing with her?
Yeah, I've seen it a lot, too.
And then sometimes the guys don't even look at the front. They just get the back. You're like, the fuck is you there
nah,
for?
Nah,
I remember. I think we even called you. I think we was in Palmer's one night. It was a couple years ago. I think we even called your fucking ass because was it Boop? I think it was either Boop or Lay Fine was dancing with some terrible girl in Palmer's. I mean, terrible. This girl was the worst ever. Her clothes didn't even match. She was sweating. Her weave, you know how, like, you real hair and weave or whatever? Her weave was sweated out. It was horrible. Like, it was
not a good look.
It wasn't a good look. What was funny about it is, you know, we was dancing in the club. Palmer's real, real dark or whatever. So it was right before they turned the lights on. They still dancing and shit. We turned the lights on. Just look, we all died. I forget who it was. I got the worst memory. God damn.
Now, I think I've been to that club before, too, when I was out there in Philly. I've been to that club.
Yeah, Palmer's, third floor. It gets real, 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 real up there, like
I remember years ago.
I remember me and my BFF tore apart. We used to tear Palmer's apart, like tear it apart. I remember one time we even had a midget we was dancing with. We totally danced with the midget. Yo, he was getting
That
shit was hilarious. It was so much fun, though, because it was just fun. He mind us pushing his head down and shit. It was fun.
I'm a good Oompa Loompa dude.
Oh, wow. We're going to
play
y'all. We're taking all the rest of the call and enjoy that. I'm sorry, y'all, but we had to talk about it. We always just talking shit. Like, Felicia, definitely, we talk shit. Ladies night, joined by some beautiful ladies. Had MC Shaw on earlier. Phenomenal art. We radio live tomorrow. Just Google her. Check her out. We got Miss Sue on the line, my sister. DB chilling with us. Shout out to Rube Doobie. CO Bo calling. Everybody calling. Show love. I'm going to show some love with some music before we close out the show. You know what I mean? Definitely real thankful for everybody joining the show. I'm going to play some music for my boy, G-Stix. It just says, Know You. Definitely a good song for the club. Y'all could dance to it, fuck to it, whatever. Whatever you want to do the music. You know, people feel it in their own way. But, Sue, you can find it. It just says, Know You. When it gets to know you.
Yo, honest, before we close out the show, can I give all my information and all that? So, you know, when people hit me up, too.
Definitely, you go right here.
I could do that now or later? You want me to do that now or later?
Honest. Where the hell did she go? Honest.
She probably got caught up in her little boom for just a second ago.
Nah, I just clicked over. I wanted you to go ahead and talk. Do your thing, Doobie.
All right. Basically, if everybody want to, you know, send their videos to be on NBC, you know what I'm saying, you can send it to strongenoughdoobie3@gmail.com. For the all-females mixtape, you know, if you're trying to get on that, it's doorbreakersmagazine@gmail.com. For the fellas, if you're listening, you know what I'm saying, it's gamechangersmagazine@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of things in store, coming out, movies, everything, you know what I mean, models and videos, all that. Like, I do it all, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, and I want to give a shout-out to Who Knew, just to let everybody know we're going to have our Twitter, internet posted up just for all y'all was that be on the stage, sweating, you know, everybody needs a bottle of water, you know, and you personally, all the things that you need to sip on some water. And we coming out with some water, and the water name is going to be Nino, so I just got to give a shout out.
I make my own.
That's really good. You crush up some Tylenol PMs, put in some water.
Oh, well, you got a water. What's the name of it?
You want. Yeah, so it's going to be up shortly, as soon as we get all the information and paperwork together. My husband will shortly be posting up. So look out for that. And, of course, as soon as we get up, we're going to be putting all our information on my beautiful sister's show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ready.
Yo, honest,
ready
just,
to pop it.
All the time.
Honest, just send me all the information to my Facebook, my Twitter, and all that, you know what I mean? Rude Doobie 1.
Okay.
Just
I got
give me
you.
Well,
we playing
ready?
These stacks. Know you. We ready. Shout out to GB, too.
Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya.
Just walked in the club like 10 dead head on mine, but the lights were dim. Look to the left, I'm still my friends. Only for the young thing, big wet night skin. What's the chance of that? I said I'll buy her a drink, but I got no answer back. But she turned around before she sat on my lap. I said I already ordered a two shot, yeah, yeah. Feels like I already know this girl. Oh, this girl, I'm looking at her like, oh, she's feral. All you gotta do is give me a chance to romance. You understand that we're dealing with men. We can walk through the dark and night and hold hands. I'm just trying to get to know you, no skin. Mama said it's more in life than just games. You can get to know the love of your life with one glance.
I walked up in the club, and what did I see? I seen this cute girl standing next to me. I love the way she dancing, she dancing all alone. You should get with me, cause I'm cute.
Hey, I wanna get to know ya.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. Yeah, 6 years ago I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss a fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a tourist. I'ma burn the forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep the collars up. You was on, now you off, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked west. Making niggas play the bitch in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hooky head. I'm on the same plane, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. Girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl. Yeah, if I don't like your music, that don't mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, that don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. Got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local. Not until they got checks like my social. I can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm trying to count fresh hundreds to my palm sleep. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak. I'm on the same day, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl.